Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
I would like to continue teaching on the series this morning, understanding the importance of studying God's Word. I began with number one, that it fosters growth, maturity, and development. Number two, it provides us with knowledge of God's position on a matter and its original intent. Number three, that it provides boundaries, barriers, and perimeters. And also, that the Word of God works from the inside out. On this morning, I would like to deal with the Word of God as a transformer. Romans 12, 1 through 2, Paul writes, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This morning, we'd like to begin to unpack the first verse. So here, Paul says, "I beseech you." The word "beseech" there in the Greek is the word parakaleo. It means to call one beside, to call one beside. He said, "Therefore, I beseech you, therefore, brethren." The word "therefore" is a conjunction, and a conjunction is a word that connects two clause, two sentences together. So basically, it lets you know that what has been said before and what have been said after are connected and are related. So it said, "I beseech you, therefore," but the word "beseech" also, it means to urge. It means to exhort. It means to implore, to encourage. So Paul says, "I am encouraging you, I'm imploring you, brethren, by the mercies of God." The word "mercies" there in the original Greek of chapter 12, verse 1, it's more of not so much by the mercies of God, but by the compassions of God. He said that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, to present in this context simply means you're giving or you're offering yourself to God, being fully conscious and aware as to who it is you're offering yourself to. "So I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies." Now, I said present your bodies. Your bodies here is speaking of the totality of our being. It's speaking of the totality of our being. In the gospel, Jesus said that you love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, or strength, or with the totality of your being. So Paul says when you present yourself to God, it's not going to be half of you. It is going to be all of you. It is all or nothing. And he says here, a living sacrifice. The word "sacrifice" there in the Hebrew is the word "carbon," and that word "carbon" for sacrifice, it means to draw near. It means an offering. This Hebrew word has a root with shares the same root rather with the word "karev." This word means near, close, and intimate. So the whole purpose of presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice to God is to create a greater connection and to establish a closer and more intimate relationship with the Father and the Son. Now, to just backtrack a little bit, where Paul says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God." So basically, what Paul was saying, in light of everything that I've said prior to what I'm saying now. If you look in the book of Romans, Paul covers different topics. He deals with the sinful state and condition of fallen humanity. He deals with the power, with the gospel being the power of God unto salvation. He deals with justification by faith. He deals with our new life in Christ. So Paul is saying, in light of all that I've said, the only response and logical conclusion is to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, or to offer up yourself completely to God as a living sacrifice. Now, the Bible tells us that at one time, we who were afar off, we were estranged from God, were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, that we have he draw near. So the Father offered up his Son to draw near to us. So now, in order for us to draw near to God, to come close, to draw near, to establish, to create a greater connection, and to establish a closer and more intimate relationship with the Father and the Son, it requires for us to likewise offer up ourselves as a living sacrifice. And he goes on to say, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. The word holy there is the Hebrew word kadesh. And the word kadesh, it means to set apart, to consecrate, and to set apart for a specific purpose, for a specific assignment, or for a specific reason. So it carries the idea of sacred and consecrated purpose. So Paul is saying here that we present ourselves to God as a living sacrifice. Now remember, in the old covenant, the priest would offer up dead sacrifice unto God. So here Paul is making the distinction that God is no longer looking for dead sacrifice. He's looking for living sacrifice. And we are the one who are to present ourselves as that living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And the word there, acceptable, comes from the Hebrew word, which conveys the idea of being pleased with, accepted favorably, or delighted in. So Paul says we're to present ourselves, our bodies, the totality of our being unto God as a living sacrifice that will be acceptable to God, and that God will be pleased with, and that God will take great delight in. Now he goes on to say he after holy and acceptable, he says here, unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, the word for reasonable there is the Greek word logikos. And this Greek word here, logikos, it can mean rational or proper. It can also mean spiritual. So the word logikos here means rational, that which is rational, that which is logical, or that which is proper. So Paul was saying, in light of everything that I've said to you prior to this, the logical, the rational, and the proper thing to do is to present your bodies as a living sacrifice unto God. And he says, for it is your reasonable service. In the book of Numbers 8, 24 through 25, the Lord given unto Moses the requirement for those who are to enter the priesthood. He said that those who are 25 years old, from the age of 25, they are to enter in service. So at the age of 25, they are to enter in service. And at the age of 50, they are to cease from their service. So when we come to God and present ourselves as a living sacrifice, we have to understand here that Paul was speaking in temple language. He was speaking in temple language. So Paul was saying now in Romans 12 here, we're told that we're living a living sacrifice. In 1 Peter 2, verse 9, the Bible says that we are a royal priesthood. So in Romans, we are a sacrifice. In 1 Peter 2, 9, we are a priest. Now, we know that the responsibility and function of a priest is to offer up sacrifice. So when Paul says that we're to present ourselves to God as a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service, Paul is saying as a priest of God, whose responsibility and function it is to offer up sacrifice, that is our reasonable service. That is our responsibility. That is our function. So basically what Paul was saying to the Romans believers is that I am not asking you to do something that is not within the purview of your responsibility and your function. So when a priest entered into the tabernacle, into the Levitical order, or into the priesthood, he was entering into the service. And that service was to offer up sacrifice unto God. So as a priest of God, we are called to offer up the sacrifice, the living sacrifice of ourselves. And that is the natural, that is the logical, that is the proper function of the priest. And so when we respond to God in like manner, that makes us a true worshiper. In the book of Matthew 4, verse 4, when Satan took Jesus to the mountain and showed him the great kingdoms of the world and said to Jesus, all this will I give you if you fall down and worship me. And Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So we see here worship and serve are used interchangeably. So when you enter into the service of being a priest offering sacrifice unto God, you're entering into true worship, which makes you a true worshiper. We read in the book of John where the Samaritan woman said unto Jesus that our fathers worshipped in this mountain, which was Mount Gerizim. And Jesus said that the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall not worship the Father, neither in this mount or in Jerusalem, but the hour cometh when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. So the worship here that Paul is calling for is a spiritual service, is a spiritual sacrifice that we offer unto God, because God is looking not for type and shadow. He looking for the greater reality that the type and shadow pointed towards. So we present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God. We're entering into the tabernacle service of true worship. We're entering into the tabernacle service of true worship unto the Lord.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining me on today's program. I invite you to join me next week, Saturday at 8:30, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. God bless and go in this thy might.